This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2652, Adulting 101, Mental Health Needs for Young Adults, by Sarah Stanizai of ProspectTherapy.com. And I'm Justin Mollig, your personal narrator, reading to you every single day of the year with permission from the authors. And I'm going to get right to our next post as we optimize your life. Adulting 101, Mental Health Needs for Young Adults, by Sarah Stanizai of ProspectTherapy.com. People ages 18 to 25 are considered emerging adults. This is a fancy way of saying, yes, you're technically an adult, but we acknowledge that you probably still don't know what you're doing. The term adulting was born out of the universal acknowledgement that being an adult means a whole lot of things that are particularly difficult to do all at once, much less to do them well. Young adults are supposed to do well in school and work, find what you're passionate about so you can monetize your passion and support yourself and loved ones, maintain financial balance in a career that you absolutely love despite the increasing costs of housing and education, treat yourself, but also don't buy avocado toast so you can save for a house, never retire, find loved ones, invest your time and energy into building friendships and relationships with people who push you to be your best self, and cultivate a healthy lifestyle, including eating right, sleeping enough, and working out. Additionally, understand your thoughts and feelings and how they impact everything around you. Okay, I'll stop yelling. If you felt overwhelmed just hearing the list, it's no wonder we all feel overwhelmed trying to live it. It's challenging enough to look at one of these items at a time, but the reality is we are usually pressured by parents, teachers, friends, or just society generally to have some handle on all these things at once. That's a lot to ask. It also doesn't help that we all navigate these issues on different timelines. For some people, relationships have always been easy, but they have never had a job or subject in school they enjoyed. For others, they've always known what they would do for work, but socially they feel like the perpetual outsider. And some people don't feel like anything comes easy. What a stressful place to start in. If you're a young adult and you feel like you're struggling, you are most definitely not alone. Your mental health faces some of its biggest turmoil in young adulthood, whether it be depression, anxiety, self-consciousness, suffering from FOMO about people you're not even that close to, feeling isolated, dealing with hopelessness about the future. Your 20s can be a trying time that can feel endlessly overwhelming. Progressing into adulthood. It seems like just yesterday you were still in high school, but now everything has changed. You're expected to know who you are and what makes you happy, find a career, maybe find a partner, and all before you turn 25. Well, guess what? If you don't feel like you know exactly who you want to be in your early 20s, it's okay. It's easy to feel isolated during this period of your life, despite the fact that these feelings are incredibly common. When your feed is full of engagement pics and people landing their dream jobs, it's easy to feel like you're falling behind. It's important to remember that everyone's journey looks different, and we get there at different times. Accepting yourself. Arguably, the biggest challenge of emerging adulthood is figuring out who you are and accepting yourself for whoever that is. Have you always felt as if you never quite fit in, or is this something new for you? Are you part of a community or a culture that feels sidelined or left out of mainstream society? Do you struggle with having people not accepting you, even people who are supposedly close to you? It's important to recognize that there is acceptance out there, truly. It can feel lonely and intimidating, but everyone can find a place and a community that makes them feel safe and appreciated for who they are. The first step to finding people who love you is to first love yourself. This approach seems obvious, but it's not always easy to do. A surefire part of self-acceptance is validation and affirmation from those around you. Think about it. As soon as someone understands what you're going through, you feel better. But first, you need to know yourself in order to find those people or let them find you. So, which one do you do first? Or try a little of both. But then you may feel obligated to act like you have it all together. No one wants to be around someone insecure or unsure of themselves. Your self-esteem might not quite be there yet, and that's totally okay. Start with things you know you love to talk about. Share a hobby or skill that you feel competent in. Then you can stretch past your comfort zone and expand your circle, your identity, and your confidence. Understanding mental health and young adults. While some young adults may just experience the unfortunately classic feelings of self-doubt and hesitation, others may be feeling their mental health slip. Depression, anxiety, imposter syndrome, lack of acceptance, or substance abuse are just a few examples of serious issues that may make young adults feel completely isolated or hopeless. It's important not only to acknowledge your mental health, but to also recognize where it could be preventing you from being the best you can be. Until you do this, you won't be able to get the help that you need and may feel consistently stuck. Learning how to productively handle your mental health is a critical life skill, and the earlier you can start to work on it, the better. Seeking help. There is no shame in seeking help for your mental health. Especially in your young adulthood, you would benefit from guidance more than ever. In this confusing time, it's crucial to talk with a professional therapist before your mental health slips to more challenging or dangerous realms. Whatever struggle you're experiencing, depression, anxiety, or just general fear for the future, you have a right to feel comfort about your place in this world and in your future. Talking about your mental health issues can not only provide guidance, but it can help you better understand your emotions and how to plan for your future. Adulting can be a struggle, but making sense of your mental health doesn't have to be. Because it's so uncomfortable, you probably want to conquer it overnight, but it takes time. Cut yourself some slack, allow yourself to feel your emotions, and seek help when you need it. Luckily, you don't have to go through it without help. Know that you're not alone, and there are people who understand what you're going through. You just listened to the post titled, Adulting 101, Mental Health Needs for Young Adults by Sarah Stanizai of prospecttherapy.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you to Sarah. I thought it was funny when she was talking about how, for some, relationships have always been easy, but they never had a job or subject in school they enjoyed. Or, for others, they always knew what they wanted to do, but socially felt like an outsider. I didn't feel like either of those when I was in that young adult phase. I didn't graduate college until I was 24 because my major switched from undeclared going in to computer science, to computer information systems, to sociology, and possibly even accounting until finally settling on business, which ended up being right for me. So I would agree, if you're a young adult struggling with all the fun responsibilities that come along with that label, you're definitely not alone. And this continues well into adulthood. I'm pretty convinced that no one ever gets over it all and feels like they have it all figured out. I used to think that was possible as a kid, but the older I get, the more I realize how wrong that is. And that could be a good thing, because having it all figured out probably isn't all that it seems. Oh, and one other quick note, I agree about seeking help, because if I knew that was an option or had the resources back then that are available today, I'm sure it would have helped me, and actually no matter the age. So I do recommend looking into professional help. But in the meantime, hopefully this podcast can add value to your life too. And with that, thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.